In the scriptures, there's a great emphasis laid on taking shelter of the mercy of the spiritual master. Because one makes a far greater advancement in the spiritual life by attaining the mercy of the spiritual master than by making a strenuous endeavor to control the mind and senses. The material world offers such allurements that it is very difficult for the mischievous mind and senses to not get trapped by them. And despite a strenuous endeavor made by great personalities like Vishwamitra and many others, many sadhakas have faced terrible casualties and mishaps in spiritual life. But a sure shot medicine or the tool by which one can make tangible progress in spiritual life is by obtaining the mercy of the spiritual master. The mercy of the spiritual master is non-different from mercy of Krishna. The shastras, there are descriptions to how when one obtains the mercy of Krishna, one becomes completely cleaned off from material life and one loses all taste for material life. On the other hand, one develops a very great attraction for Krishna and the services related to Krishna. And one gets a deep, solid faith in the tenets of the scriptures and the truths about the spiritual world. And one also develops a great appreciation and reverence and respect for the devotees and the devotee Sangha. So these are all manifestations of the different forms of mercy. If one wants to talk about that, it's an entire big subject on how the mercy manifests in various ways which are most anukul, very most wanted by every devotee. But that mercy is obtained by a devotee who hears the instructions of the spiritual master very carefully and attentively and applies them in his life. And while endeavoring to apply in one's life, one can offer prayer to the spiritual master. Just like in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says there are six things favorable for bhakti, six things unfavorable for bhakti, and six ways of developing relationship with Vaishnavas and all that. But there is also a song which is dedicated to a spiritual master, that Chaya Vegadomi, Chaya Dosha Shodhi, Chaya Guna Deho Dase, which goes to show the knowledge of these six things is not sufficient to apply it in one's life. One may be aware of this knowledge, one may even speak this knowledge, one may use it in preaching also, but one will be incapable of applying them until one can draw the mercy of the spiritual master in one's life. So in order to obtain that mercy, one has to offer a prayer. But in order to be able to offer a prayer, one should be sincere in the execution of the instructions of the spiritual master. And a very great progress can be made in that direction if one understands the secret in spiritual life. That's why Srila Prabhupada said that the verse Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhari Ekeha Kurunandana. When Prabhupada read that verse purport by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Prabhupada said that had a tremendous impact on him. Because he understood the way Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur took the instructions of his spiritual master in his life as the life and soul. And he was ready to lay down his life for fulfilling those instructions. So developing taste for the chanting of the holy name and to have the strength to sustain that taste for lifelong and for all time to come is not a matter of intellectual word jugglery, or is not a matter of scholarly aptitude, is not a matter of one's any individual ability to restrain this mind and the senses. Like there are people who say this person never sleeps in chanting, his eyes are wide awake, and I have seen such people also who have been very awake and they have been chanting, but they are not in our ISKCON anymore. There are many people, they are gone. On the other hand, there are people who have been struggling to chant, endeavoring to chant, but they had a very proper attitude and they have continued the spiritual life. So the right attitude towards the spiritual master, towards Vaishnavas, towards the scriptures, all these things are very vital, because developing taste for the holy name is not a matter of I have successfully captured the holy name. I have not, for the 2 hours of my chanting, I have never slept, or for the 2 hours of my chanting, I have captured every one of those words. The holy name is never obtained like that. The greatest victory in Krishna consciousness is to have humbly surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the greatest victory. So, and that is made possible by taking a very firm shelter at the feet of the spiritual master, remembering his instructions, remembering his pastimes, remembering his glories, and keeping these things in our mind and always endeavoring and struggling to stand up to his expectations, because we have no other way by which we can repay him back. The only way we can repay back is by becoming sincere in following his instructions, which will cause pleasure in his heart. So to give pleasure to him in that way is the only way possible for us. There is no other way. And that will also bring the mercy, necessary mercy in our life, with which we will be able to develop attraction for the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.